This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
But sad or sort of quiet songs, Kara. We need the good upbeat stuff to get us into. There must be some country song around somewhere that references Friends.
Yeah, the last song was a country song. You didn't like that
one
either.
I didn't like it. Get some. You know me.
Is this like a Spice Girls old song?
This is Vitamin C. This is like the graduation one. Come on.
Yeah.
Just
Vitamin C? What about Vitamin D? I need some Vitamin D.
I'll go take some
Vitamin D for Doug.
That's right. Thank you very much. He's got it figured out. That would be Victoria Keelan with Kara Schilling. We're on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. So here's the difference between this program and all the rest of the trash that's out there. Okay? There's going to be a focus today. It'll be everybody will be yelling and screaming about this fellow in St. Joseph, Michigan, who grabbed a gun. He was an inmate that was being taken from the jail to the courtroom. And so he grabs the gun from the deputy sheriff, he shoots two bailiffs, and then he gets killed himself. All right, so that's what you're going to hear in most circumstances. Nope, not here. I'm not going to tell you who the guy was, not going to identify anybody. Instead, I'm going to talk about a Parker County, Texas jail officer who apparently had a heart attack yesterday. But under the circumstances, he's probably alive today thanks to a couple of inmates who put themselves at great risk to help this guy. It happened in a holding cell in the basement of the district court building in Weatherford, Texas. Eight prisoners behind a locked door in a small room off to just one side of the floor. Their lone guard sat outside and been joking with them. And then all of a sudden he dropped over, unconscious. That's when they risked their own safety to save his life. Here's the story from a news reporter.
At least eight prisoners behind a locked door. One armed guard across the room. The guard suddenly slumps unconscious.
He just, fell over, and I thought, it looked like an act or something. He died right there, man.
Nick Kelton and other inmates shouted for help, then managed to bust out of their holding room, even though they knew that was dangerous.
I was a little worried because they're going to come with their guns drawn on us.
The guard had no pulse. Inmates screamed and banged on doors so loud that deputies upstairs in court came running.
They thought it was a big old fight going on down there. They thought we was taking over.
He had keys and he had a gun.
Yeah, it could have been extremely bad situation.
Sergeant Ryan Spiegel rushed in first, corralled the inmates, still not completely understanding what was happening. Deputies started CPR. Paramedics arrived, shocked the guard, regained a pulse. Inmates watched life returning.
Why did you do that?
That's a good man. He saved life.
Nick Kelton says he's a meth addict facing his fourth trip to prison. Parker County Sheriff's Captain Mark Garnett believes prisoners certainly helped the guard and likely saved him.
He could have been there 10, 15 minutes, and before anybody, any other staff, any other sheriff's officer, county personnel had walked in there and found him.
To show one's true stripes is to reveal character. Nick Kelton and the others went to court expecting to do time, not to give it.
It never crossed my mind not to. Whether he's got a gun or a badge, if he falls down, I'm going to help him.
So which story would you prefer to hear more about? The one where the fella shot the two and killed him? Or this story from a small county jail in Texas.
I made my choice. Way more the second one. Yeah,
yeah, I mean.
Unanimously more of the second.
Right. So if that's the case, and I'm going to bet that most of the people that are listening, Victoria, to this program right now, would say the same thing. So if that's the case, if you prefer it, I prefer it, our friends prefer it, the general population I would be willing to guarantee that there won't be another program, whether it's a national program or a local program, that'll talk about this circumstance. They'll all be rapping about what happened in Michigan yesterday. So you decide for yourself, and if you want to spread the word, I know this sounds very self-serving, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, Stitcher Radio, DougStefan.com, RadioAmerica.org, GCN, CRN. You can tell your friends they can listen all around the clock, all around the world to this program. I don't mind blowing my own horn. I'm in a studio where I don't have my horns because the California studio doesn't have the horns. Otherwise...
Oh, boy. Bells. There's no cowbell.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, oh, boy?
Oh, the bells.
What is
bells.
That supposed to mean?
The bells.
I don't even have any bells yet. This studio doesn't have any sound effects in it at all. Nothing. No bells, no whistles. Jeepers, bro. All right, so I'm... I'm trying to decide. Okay, Walter Cronkite said once to me when I asked him as a kid in college, I went to the International. We used to have an organization when I was in college, International Radio Collegiate Radio Federation, and we go to New York every year for a seminar. And Walter Cronkite was the main speaker at one of our seminars. I think when I was a sophomore or junior, and I asked him how he would go from one really bad story to another one. And he said, he looked at me with a straight face and said, son, a good commercial. So, I guess that's the way of, before I talk about what went on in Dallas, actually there's some interesting messages that are coming from Dallas that I want to talk to you about. But first, the interesting message, compelling message, important message about your blood flow. The blood flow from your heart, from all your organs. If you are not onto the Superbeats program, may I encourage you for a moment? Because if you don't have a healthy lifestyle, you don't have a healthy circulation, you're cutting yourself out of some really important years. It's critical to get blood around, especially as you get older. And the way that we support it, Kara, Victoria, Doug, and a lot of people listen to this program, the way we support healthy blood flow is by getting dietary nitrates into our body. Now, you're not thinking about that when you take a teaspoon of Super Beets and you dump it into 4 ounces of water and you drink it. You're thinking about how much better you see and feel. That's really the bottom line. Healthy circulation, though, does come from nitric oxide. Nitric oxide comes from the beets, best source in nature. So what the folks do at Super Beets, they raise non-GMO beets, first of all. Then they cook them, and then they dry them, and then they powder them. And so you have a canister of Super Beets. You take a teaspoon, which like has 3 beets in it. And you put it in the water and you drink it. It works 3 times faster to give you the results that you feel. You get the blood into your brain, your muscles, all around your body. It's all about blood flow. That's how I started, and that's how I underscore this. So you'll take Super Beets every day, and you'll feel it every day. You need energy as you get started. Another product Super Beets has is called Neo 40. It's a capsule that has the same amount of Super Beets in the capsule as you have in the teaspoon, but it's been crystallized. So you put it on your tongue, it sort of melts in your mouth like an M&M, and is immediately absorbed into your system. So you don't need a cup of coffee. You don't need anything to drag on. You've got that instant, wake me up, let's go. Let's drive. Let's get the day going. Let's get it done. So if you would like to have, let's get started with Super Beets, and then you find out more about Neo 40 if you want as you're going through that. The way for you to get on to the program, if you haven't ordered Super Beets yet, is to call 800-655-4183. Pretty simple number to remember, don't you think? 800-655-4183. Now, I've probably said it on the air 1,000 times, but I said it once. Pretty easy for me to remember, but it's not hard. 800-655-4183. Pick up the phone right now and call the number. Or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. Order a regular 3-month supply of Super Beets. You get an extra 30 days worth of product free with the order in a book called Beat the Odds. Explains how this whole thing works. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Fun, fun, fun. 18 after the hour, close to it. It's Tuesday, the 12th of July. I'm Doug Steffen in California. Kara's in Washington, and Victoria's in New York City. The event from last week that we carry over into this week is what happened in Dallas. I thought it was interesting. One of the trauma surgeons who treated the Dallas police officers was interviewed yesterday about how his experiences as a black man have complicated the impact of the shooting that killed the five white police officers. The guy's name is Brian Williams, no relation, obviously. He's at Parkland Medical Center, the hospital made famous by trying to save the life of former President Kennedy. This doctor talked about how he supports law enforcement despite the fact that he's feared for his own safety while interacting with white police officers, which I thought was very emotional. He was talking about the impact, saying it was more complicated for him personally. He said, quote, "It's not just about the one night. It's about the racial undertones that affect and impact all of us. It began for me much longer ago than those police who came through the door." He talked about the need for people to come together, stop the violence. There's a lot of that. But, you know, our voices, the people, and I guess I go back to what we started with, that talk about the prison guard. We get drowned out because our voices are individual. Yes, maybe I have a bit of a bully pulpit when there are maybe three or four million people a week that listen to this program in one way, shape, or form. But that still isn't the same, although, you know, when I think about it, we have more listeners to this program than CNN has viewers. Think about that. CNN doesn't have any of the... Sean Hannity has more people listening to his radio show by far than watching him on television. And that can be said for most anybody who does both of the media. So why is it that there's so much more focus on what you can see? Television has grabbed the spotlight and doesn't really deserve it, especially the way they handle things like this, sensationalizing them and twisting and turning the facts around. Not that that isn't done on the radio, but you have more of a chance to interact here with us. So help yourself. Twitter feed continues at Good Day Show at 21 after the hour.
Feed non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it.
Ooh, I'm actually moving my body. Even time with Justin Timberlake, for whom I have great admiration and respect because he's very talented and he kind of has control of his ego, which is, at this day and age, something worth noting, actually. So he's going to present the Icon Award, the ESPY Awards, to a trio of athletes tomorrow night at a ceremony. The award show is going to honor three retiring athletes with this Icon Award. Kobe Bryant, which is disgusting. He shouldn't be getting any awards for anything other than the Boob and Jerk of the Year Award. Let's see, Peyton Manning gets it. I think that's appropriate. Soccer player Abby Wambach gets it as well. How do you ignore the personal life of Kobe Bryant? He was people say, well, he was a great basketball player. Okay, so maybe, and I'm being inconsistent here, I know, because I think I said once before, Victoria, in another circumstance that was similar, that whoever's getting the award was a sleazebag, but he was good at what he was being awarded the prize for, so, okay. It's not akin, well, maybe it is akin to Pete Rose, who ought to be in the Hall of Fame. See, so people say to me, well, you're not very consistent, Doug, because you think Pete Rose ought to be in the Hall of Fame, and he was a scumbag.
Kobe Bryant is only a cheater, right? I mean, that's what I don't know anything else about.
He raped a girl.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't follow basketball at all, so I didn't know that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so, well, obviously he was never convicted.
No. And the way they treat him like a hero, any of these people, I think we have our priorities so screwy anyway. I was at an event with Warren Eckstein. It was a fundraiser for a shelter, a dog and animal shelter here in Los Angeles on Saturday night. And there was, and he got an award, and other people got awards.
A couple of sports people, a couple of actresses, that sort of thing. They did some wonderful things, and they were sort of put into perspective, though. It wasn't because they were athletes that they were, or celebrities that they were being touted. It was because they'd done something good. They weren't particularly well known. And that's the kind of recognition I think people ought to get for doing the things. That's
well,
just me.
Yeah, that's the thing that's interesting to me is I don't know if you've ever heard of Tim Duncan.
No.
But I guess he retired too late to be considered for this, but he is an NBA player who just retired. He announced his retirement yesterday, and it was trending on Twitter all day. And he played in the NBA for 19 years, and he played for the Spurs in San Antonio all 19 years. And he's widely considered to be one of the best players of all time, but you haven't heard of him because he's so humble, and you don't.
Why?
Nobody knows anything about his personal life. He doesn't really talk. He's very quiet, and he plays the game. And so I think that's kind of like the people who were awarded at Warren Eckstein's thing.
Yeah.
They're very quiet, and he's known for his playing. So it's interesting to me that he's not being rewarded at this, but maybe next year.
Well, one of the reasons I brought up the Warren thing is because there was a Super Bowl helmet that had been signed by Peyton Manning that people were paying hundreds of dollars for, and all he'd done was scribble with a Sharpie on top of this fake helmet. It wasn't even a real helmet. It was a helmet that was designed to be given away at events. And so people value Peyton Manning not because he did some good things, and that's what the ESPY Awards are all about. It's because he was a good football player. I think there's something wrong with that. Anyway, what Justin is going to say is that the athletes will be recognized for the indelible mark they have made on the world of sports. They'll be in attendance to accept the honor on ABC.
I think it's tomorrow night.
Yeah, 8 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow night. John Cena is going to be the host. It's 28 past the hour.
Practice what you want to master. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. One of the most basic rules in life is this. Practice what you want to master. That rule, I'm pretty confident you know. But what you might not take a lot of time to think about is this. Do you realize that whatever you do routinely is practice? In other words, if you practice watching too much TV, you will master that. If you practice having a short fuse, you will master that. If you practice not listening when others are talking, you'll master that. You will master whatever you practice, so be mindful of that. And pay attention to what it is you are actually practicing. Because it's perfectly natural to get caught up in life and not realize what it is that you're practicing. The more mindful you are of your daily habits and routines, the more you will master what you want. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, !! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Friends, amazing things on the Good Day program, 34 after the hour. Doug with Victoria and Kara and Amy Newmark later on from the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. I was thinking about how much we touch people's lives. And then I was thinking about that word touch, T-O-U-C-H, and what it is that touches your life. And the word itself, how touch. It is a physical thing. I can reach out and touch you, and maybe through touch. I had a massage yesterday, and it was fabulous. Having massages and that sort of human touch. Now, this is a person I don't even know. But the understanding of how to make you feel better through touch is something that is so magnificent, whether you hire it done, like you go to a massage therapist, or you have somebody in your life who touches you just the right way. Just there's a security, whatever it is, the friendship, you know everything's all right. When someone holds your hand, or you reach out, you touch their arm, or they touch your arm, or, you know, they put their arm around you, or come up from behind you, or they, but you know what I'm saying. There is that security. It comes from loved ones. Sometimes it comes from friends. So which is more important, being touched in the physical form or being touched with a story? I just posted a story of an elephant. There's a piece of music that was written to the tune of an elephant's dance. And, I look at those and I look at the story or the pictures that come from my association with animals. Yesterday, I met my son's new dog, Deuce, for the first time. It's a rescue. He's a rescue kind of combo of a pit bull and a lab. And this dog is, I have a Dutch door on the house here in California. And when he heard the car close the door and I walked through the gate in the front, And he heard me. He jumped up on the top of the Dutch door. He jumped up on the door, and he started licking me right away. And here's a dog that looks, well, you decide. We're going to post this picture, or a couple of pictures of him with me in a little bit. His face is a little contorted or distorted because he had half it ripped off in a fight with Aww. A golden retriever when he was a puppy. And the parents, or his owners at the time, couldn't. It was $6,000. To get his face repaired, they're going to put him to sleep. So they put him into the shelter, and because there was so much attention given to him in the circumstance, there was a GoToFundMe page for him, and $6,000 was raised to fix his face, and the face was fixed. And now, you can tell a little bit, his eyes a little bloodshot, then you can see the scars if you look for them. But this is now, given the fact that this dog, and the reputation that pit bulls have, but that this dog went through what the dog went through, and the parents, the people that owned him, were wonderful people, they just didn't have the money. And you give him some kudos because they didn't put him to sleep right away. They put him in a shelter, and the shelter was the ones that were responsible for raising the money to save this dog. But the dog is as friendly and warm and fun as you could possibly imagine. And he's the perfect dog for my son and for Brendan's older dog, Frankie, who's been around for, I think, 10 or 11 years, who's just kind of a galoot. Just a big, and he was around with Charlotte, and Charlotte sort of trained him. Charlotte was always the alpha dog and had trained Frankie to be the dog that was in charge of everything except being the boss. And so I'm making a point here about touching. That dog touched me, and it wasn't the physical touch. It was the story of how the dog survived, or people who put themselves in a position to help, because you can do that with anything or anybody. And maybe it's easier for us to, through the human touch, to be more comfortable helping animals than we are helping people, because people just, there are so many people we don't want to do it.
Sometimes that is the case.
Isn't it though?
Yeah, sometimes it is easier to help an animal than it is another human being, because it's just simpler, I think. And I think it's a shame that we don't jump as quickly to help fellow humans as we do to help animals. And I'm a huge animal supporter, as you know, work with
rescues.
Well,
that's one of the things that makes you work on this program, because that's one of the real hot buttons that I have in life. And the more I share that with people, the more it nourishes me. And it's about, in this circumstance, I don't mean to say it's all about me, but I want to have people on the air who have the same values within reason. And I think of how these experiences make us all richer. Really, they do. Mm-hmm. And so with that, I move on to something that's not quite as pleasant. State of North Carolina. Can I ask those of you, we have four or five stations in North Carolina. I don't get what goes on there. And I'm not trying to, and I say this lovingly, Victoria may sound like a New York, snob.
Do I, or are you just saying that I do?
No, I mean, I think, no, I don't think you do, but I think some people might think that, and it's, you know, that's their problem, not your problem. You're a good, solid, wholesome human being, and that's why you're here. But when I look, and I'm not looking down my nose at you, the thing that surprises me about North and South Carolina, and I don't know how else to say this, I'm not, please don't throw a rock to the radio, because I'm not the typical Eastern, even though I live in the two craziest states in the country. The politics of the two states are not of my choosing. But I don't understand your politics either. There's a bill that was signed into law yesterday by the governor of North Carolina, Pat McCrory, that will prohibit recordings from law enforcement body cameras and dashboard cameras to be used in the public. So what in the name of God good are they? If you can't use them to either protect the police and show that the police have done what they are supposed to have done in a given circumstance, then why would you have them? So all the bystanders who have videos that will post them online, those will be the ones that carry the day, not the recordings that come from the officials who are actually there. The law says that body and dashboard camera recordings cannot be kept confidential as part of an officer's personalized file, but they can be used, they can be held for a long period of time.
So basically it stays in internal affairs.
Yeah, basically.
Sounds like. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, like you said, you just predicted the future. Everyone else's video is going to be telling the story.
Yeah, unless I'm missing something. If there's somebody in North Carolina
that
wants to clarify this, but I just don't see how this is going to be helpful. If you hold a piece of film for a long period of time, you lose the trust of individuals.
And I feel like we've seen that already over and over again, where police departments have had videos and they were released a year or more than a year later, and they showed what I guess the people watching thought was a clear
sometimes
violation.
Sometimes they were good, sometimes they were bad.
Yeah, and the whole point to me of having these videos is so that they can prove to people what happened, and there have already been repercussions when police departments didn't show them, so I don't think this is going to work in their favor.
No, they're going to be. You can go to a judge, and if he says there's a compelling public interest to release them, they will be. But as you can imagine, every whack job on either side of this issue, from the ACLU, who said it was shameful, to people who say this is the only way to protect the police. No, it'll be a way to protect bad police. It's going to be a way to protect good police.
Absolutely. Yeah, the video should serve to protect good police.
Yeah.
And get rid of bad police. So if you're a good police officer and you're doing your job, releasing the videos isn't going to harm you.
No, it'll help you. Food for thought. 43 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line.
like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, there's a federal judge who was commenting on a new court ruling yesterday suggesting people who share their Netflix passwords could be criminals. So those of you like you and your mother, your cousin, your friend who use the same, you're sharing Netflix passwords. That means, and I am privy to someone that I know who actually is on the account. It's different if you're on the account, isn't it? No matter where you are. If you have a Netflix, I haven't set mine up yet. But let's say you have a Netflix account or somebody in your family has one, and you can have so many people in your family use it. Is that now illegal? You're not supposed to share your Netflix password? How does that work?
Well, I mean, technically, yes, under this new law, that would be made illegal. Netflix, however, is not going after people yet. So, and the yet but, is still
but
what
if
people
you,
are concerned
if,
with.
If they are allowing you, there must be some electronic gate that would keep you from using it if it wasn't proper. I don't understand. If pay for the service and you have a password and you're entitled to put it on four sets or whatever it is, excuse me, what difference does it make where they are and who it is?
This to me is probably, it sounds the same as, say, if you buy, an MP3, and then, yes, technically I've bought the MP3 of a song and I can share it with anyone I want to, but the other people who have it don't own it, so it's not technically legal. This sounds similar to me.
Yeah.
What? Okay, I'm not sure I understand still what the point is here. Just say you can or you can't use it. That's
well,
all.
But for Netflix right now, the Federal Appeals Court, the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, that technically is about sharing passwords. That started because an employee was out for the day, called in and said to a fellow employee, it would be like, hey, Kara, can you log into my email for me? Here's my password. And then Kara goes and logs into the email to check some stuff for me or logs into whatever the operating system is at work. That actually happened, and that was where this came from, because an employee called in, shared a password to the software that the company owned. That employee got fired and then got charged with a federal offense. So now technically under that same umbrella, things like Netflix and iTunes and all these other things that we share, if you share your password, technically you are also under that same umbrella.
Who's going to know? How are they going to find out?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, Netflix knows what the IP address is of every device that you log into. And if they want to say, well, you know, all five devices that you're entitled to license within one household, if they're not within one location, maybe that's going to be the next thing that they come up with. So it can't be like one at your house and one at your girlfriend's house down the road. It's going to all have to be in the same building, maybe.
Okay. Well, maybe they're shooting themselves in the foot. Thanks for the explanation. 10 minutes for the hour.
Danger. coronavirus blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tech Talk time now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The interesting business about technology is there's so much of it, and we have to sift through things every day to try to figure out what will impact you the most. I think we were just talking about this, actually. Twitter presence at the conventions. CBS has partnered with Twitter. Here's the announcement.
Twitter announced that it will partner with CBS to live stream the network's online coverage of the Republican and Democratic conventions later this month. In what will be a first for the social media outlet, viewers will be given access to video of the conventions on mobile devices and desktops, alongside a feed of relevant political tweets. Besides serving as yet another instance of Twitter's foray into video, the announcement also marks a major promotional boon for CBSN, CBS News' live online stream. The conventions begin on July 18th in Cleveland with the Republicans and will continue with the Democrats in Philadelphia the following week.
All right.
Who cares?
And well, that's the thing. What they said in their announcement is that they hope this is a way for them to reach millennials. Are you kidding? Are you that out of touch with reality? Millennials don't give a damn about it in this way. I mean, they know who the candidates are going to be now. So all of the hoopla between now and November is just that, aimed at an audience that we've spoiled the millennials by making so much about them. After all, look at this. I got Victoria and I got Kara. So I've paid attention to a new group, a new audience. But it isn't all about you. It's not all about them. It's all about all of us together. And I just think that these people are out of touch. Listen to me say that.
Well, I think the truth is, the real story behind the story here, Twitter signed a massive deal with the NFL to stream mm-hmm. those games coming up, and that's preseason's in August, so you see the first games that they'll be streaming will be in September. To me, this is a testing ground. This is a beta test for their actual technology. This has nothing to do with the Republican or Democratic convention.
Very, that's an interesting and useful way of looking at it. Thank you.
Not to sound too jaded, but that's to me, that's just kind of what it screams.
All right. In a moment, Uber installs a Moment of Silence app, and be careful about free charging stations. Up next here, Tech Talk time is 56 past the hour.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right. So, Victoria, what's the story behind the story? Uber has installed a Moment of Silence app, or part of its app. The Uber app is a one-minute moment of silence. This is all about current events.
Yes, this is a moment of silence for the fallen police officers in Dallas, the fallen innocent victims in Orlando. Everyone, well, God, the list could go on and on at this point, mm-hmm. right? I mean, anyway, so that's Uber's way of they want people to be mindful and to have the moment of silence be a reminder of what can we do and a moment to start thinking about, you know, how can we help. They've also changed their logo to a peace sign.
I saw that. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so the free charging stations where you go, your battery's about dead and you haven't got your charger with you, so you go find a free charging station, but not so fast.
Yeah, this happens at airports all the time, and this is, of course, when your flight's delayed and you just see your battery dwindling, mm-hmm. and then you see that there's a free charging station with all the, I'm sure, Doug, you see this all the time,
yep.
the various plugs and different things that you go and, you know, find the one that matches your phone, you plug it in, and you sit there and you feel like, you know, it's an oasis in the desert. However, the problem is, this is the newest hacking scam, so whatever you do, do not use one of these free charging stations. Here in New York City, they just put them up all over the city. And they're not on secure
what
networks.
Happens?
Hackers are taking everything from your personal information. They're downloading everything off your phone. In some cases, they're actually putting malware onto your phone. They've got your pictures, emails, everything.
Great. All right. Beware. A word to the wise is sufficient, so they say. 59.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.